The Haines Assembly approves a bid contract for the harbor expansion, and we take a closer look at the harbor cost. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. The Haines Borough Assembly Tuesday gave the go-ahead to award a contract for construction of the first phase of the Small Boat Harbor Expansion Project. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
The Assembly voted 5-1 to adopt a resolution authorizing Borough Manager Bill Seward to execute a contract with Pacific Pileland Marine. The company offered the lowest bid on the first phase of the project at just over $13 million. The first phase includes harbor basin dredging, construction of the steel wave barrier, moorage pile replacement, and the uplands parking area. The company's bid was also for 3 add alternates. The first would include additional dredging within the existing inner harbor. The second is for sacrificial pile anodes to protect the wave barrier from corrosion. Add alternate C includes a 33-foot wave barrier extension and more dredging for that extension. Assemblymember Heather Lendy voted against the resolution.
I'm still not convinced that we can afford to complete, operate, maintain, and replace the new harbor as designed, and that the millions needed to finish it will be given to us for no financial sacrifice on the community's part, no bond, no taxes, no cuts in other services.
Assemblyman Tom Morfitt has been an outspoken critic of the process the harbor project went through and what he feels was a lack of public input in that process. Still, he voted for the resolution.
With the utmost reluctance and the gravest fear that this project will be damned by our descendants, I will cast a vote for phase one.
Morfitt said he didn't think continuing to delay the project would be productive. Mayor Jan Hill spoke in favor of passing the resolution.
I think this project is critically important to our future. And yes, there are risks, but I don't think those risks are something that we can't overcome.
She was joined in her support by several community members, including Sean Gaffney.
I think we're fortunate to have the grant money that we've received, and I think that we're much more fortunate to have had the low bid come in at the level that it did, that allows us to immediately move other parts of that project forward, and I'd urge you to support it tonight.
In the end, the contract was supported, but not in its entirety. The Assembly voted to amend the resolution to exclude add alternate C. That would have extended the wave barrier and include additional basin dredging at a cost of about $385,000. Assemblyman Ron Jackson suggested the change.
The big driver for me is we're short on money for the other build-out inside the floats and things like that that we'd like to have. And this is $250,000 or a little more than that. And it's an opportunity to get a little ahead on future expansion.
Harbor Master Sean Bell explained the importance of that part of the project.
We've got distances between the moorage floats, the work float, and then the launch ramp. As we add those additional 33 feet, the distance between the moorage between all those three facilities increases to a greater comfort zone as far as maneuverability, and I believe to be safer all the way around.
He said he also wants to be able to have the option of maximizing moorage and working space in the harbor. But Margaret Friedenauer, the Assembly liaison to the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee, said while they wanted to see that additional work included, it is the third priority on their list.
They recognize that it might make some in the community and on the Assembly more comfortable approving the contract if we had extra savings to set aside.
At the end of the meeting, Advisory Committee Chair Norm Hughes said not including that part of the project will make the harbor patrons' lives more difficult.
Just really not quite sure how we came about with not including Alt-C in the process. The manager's recommendation was to include it. The Harbor Committee's recommendation was to include all the add alternates.
Still, the resolution passed without that component, bringing the cost down to about $12.8 million. The Assembly also voted in favor of a resolution to authorize a contract with the Juneau-based company Corvus Design for the Portage Cove Interpretive Trail and Harbor Park conceptual designs. That project will factor into the uplands portion of the harbor project. That contract is for just over $39,000. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
The Haines Portage Cove Harbor expansion is one of the biggest capital projects the borough has taken on. It might also be one of the most divisive. It's expected to have a $30 million plus price tag. But how much of that cost will Haines taxpayers be responsible for? You hear a lot of different numbers swirling around the harbor project. Opponents say the borough might have to pay $17 million or more. Supporters say the borough will have to pay very little because of hefty state grants and other funding sources. The conflict came to a head recently when freshman Assemblyman Tom Morfitt proposed a public vote on the harbor design.
Because we are on the precipice of spending at least $17 million and perhaps as much as $30 million on a new harbor. I want the harbor to be the harbor that the public wants, because the public will pay for the harbor.
How much will the public pay? There are a lot of moving pieces, so the answer is uncertain. But if the funding borough staff is counting on comes through, there will be between $2.5 and $9 million left to pay for construction of the facility. Here's how I got to that number. The harbor has four phases to it. Each has a different cost. Phase one is mostly deepening the harbor and adding a wave barrier to protect more space for future floats. The Haynesboro Assembly recently approved a construction contractor for Phase 1 at a cost of about $12.8 million. If you factor in the $3 million already spent on engineering, plus construction oversight and contingency money, you get $17.3 million for Phase 1. Things are looking pricey, but this part of the harbor project is already funded. Haines received a nice chunk of money from the state through a general obligation bond and a separate grant. It adds up to $19.5 million. Take $17.3 million away, it leaves about $2.2 million of state money. We'll put that aside for now. The next phase is a sport fish ramp. That's a boat launch for sport and commercial fishermen. It's estimated to cost between $3 and $5 million. But that expense also might not fall on Haines. Instead, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has verbally committed to paying for it. A memorandum of agreement between the borough and Fish and Game is on the table, ready for the borough to sign. It will go before the assembly at its November 29th meeting. If Fish and Game funding comes through, Phase 2 is a wash. Now to Phase 3, the floats. The plan is to install new floats that will include 39 moorage slips, expanding the capacity of the harbor by about 35%. This part is expected to cost $4.7 million. Remember that $2.2 million left over from the state? If you use that here, you're left with $2.5 million to pay. That's where the low end of the projected cost to Haines comes in. Remember, I said if the predicted prices stay true, the borough would be on the hook to pay between about $2.5 million and $9 million. It would be closer to $9 million if the borough proceeds with Phase 4. That includes an approximately $6 million drive-down ramp. The ramp would allow commercial fishermen to more easily load and unload heavy gear on their boats. The borough staff leading the harbor project say phases 1 through 3 are essential. If there's one piece that's less of a priority, it's Phase 4. So how would Haines pay between $2.5 and $9 million?
That's a question I can't answer right now. I have some ideas.
That's Borough Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan. His first choice is more grant funding, which he's already exploring. He says local revenue like the Harbor Enterprise Fund or raw fish tax could make up a piece of the pie. But one thing he does not want to do is take out a bond. He wants to find a way to fund the remainder of the project that people are comfortable with.
I'm not interested in going out and saying, well, we're going to put the cost of this on the taxpayer so that we can be done with all four phases.
So to summarize, the harbor project is mostly funded by state money, but there's still a significant sum between $2.5 and $9 million that Haines has to figure out a way to pay for. The harbor project is still in its infancy, but ground will be broken soon. the Borough Assembly approved a contract with Pacific Pile and Marine for Phase 1, which is due for completion by June of 2018. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.